my mind. Just shut up and go, because you're spoiling my show, and I've got bigger fish to fry.
Chapter 7, Fizzling Yellow Vortex. Banana and Rione met up at a point between each other's houses and took a convenient shortcut across a thin path in a field to a very small strange white building with a weird cone on the top of it and a single wooden door on the front of it. Rione was wearing a backpack. Banana had a laptop computer in her arms. Banana opened the door and Rione followed her into the strange little building. They found themselves in a little room with a large chandelier hanging from a mural of flowers and cats. They descended the stairwell all the way to a wonderfully decorated, multi-level, arena-sized coffee shop and book readery that about 50 people were relaxing in, drinking coffees and eating free pastries. They approached the fizzling yellow vortex named Eddie. It gives people the exact coffee they want right the second before they've made their choice from the menu, and also adds that coffee's price to a customer's yearly thank you for stopping in at Fast Eddie's check, which is an actual check for money that you're given each year you've made any stops in at Fast Eddie's. It was the epitome of a very welcoming place. A local otaku in Hikikomori intentionally created Fast Eddie's in order to have a place where people could read books from the future, eat pastries, and drink coffee prepared by baristas from the future, who give you your coffee through the fizzling yellow vortex named Eddie. There was even a smoking area that was really decent. The local otaku in Hikikomori created it in the mid-1990s with equipment he bought from a pretty awesome store in a future shopping district called Mio Akihabara. So how did he get to Mio Akihabara? Why, with the help of a masked 12-year-old ninja named Buster-chan, who he hired because he saw Buster Hokage's ad on a website that was only online for a few hours one night in the mid-1990s. So anyway, Nan and Rion each grabbed an Elric, which was hot water and 4.5 shots of espresso in a 16-ounce cup, and they headed to a table or two where Banana set up her laptop, and then Rion took a slightly better laptop out of his backpack and set it up. They sat across from each other with laptops, sipping Elrics while reading about the Illuminati on the internet and copying information into text files, which they edited and rearranged and trimmed to see what fit where. They were also in other computer programs designing charts, Venn diagrams, other types of diagrams and maths, connecting Illuminati to plots. They were also designing storyboards and 3D models to illustrate speculation. They did this all in silence for about an hour, before they were about to compare notes, when a barista from the other side of the fizzling yellow vortex projected his voice from the other side of the fizzling yellow vortex, through a throng of chattering
people. Hi, Alan!
I had just entered, and I was pleasantly surprised to notice that Banana and Rion were peacefully doing something on computers together. I approached Eddie, retrieved an Elric, said thanks, and asked him, how'd you get into serving coffee from the future?
Heard about it years ago, I thought it was a really cool idea.
What are you when you're not transferring coffee through a fizzling yellow vortex?
An American voice actor.
Nice, I said. Then I approached Banana and Rion. I told Rion, hey Rion, that Shikubi Sui Suta technique in Tenjeto is a very important skill that may prevent some issues you in particular might face in this story. So when you're not busy, I can be found at the dojo. Okay, Rion said, and I left.
Jelly beans, DMT, peyote. I know you feel me. Peace on it.
is a natural trip to me. My rhymes are so vivid, you start to see things way different. America's fate, I was fast asleep, but now I'm wide awake. I was under the spell of King Gu and reserve notes. Religion and fashion, I used to be flashy, till I had a total recall. Forgot what I already knew. It took me 33 years for me to see the truth. Ever so clear, I was too young, I couldn't articulate myself the right way, son. But now, let me break it down, pass it all around. This is not a theory, the conspiracy is real. They wanna put me in a straitjacket in the padded room, tell the world it's 12 monkeys, so they could be confused. What? Illuminati want my mind, soul, and my body. Secret society, trying to keep their eye on me. But I'ma stay incognito in places they can't find me. Make my moves strategically. Illuminati want my mind, soul, and my body. Secret society, trying to keep their eye on me. But I'ma stay incognito in places they can't find me. Make my moves strategically. They say life is like chess, but fuck that, I'm tired playing games with you kids. Ain't no time for playing, check the rhymes I'm saying. I write it for the streets, for the hood, inspiration, inspire a part of the map. Where it's poverty, I started with a mob, but now I got an army of soldiers and troopers. The TV and the radio scared to death of us, so we hit the YouTube up. Now I got millions of views, now watch how many rappers follow what P do. Now I'm too hoodie to conform to the program. I'm too much of a rebel for me to try to fit in. Nigga, it don't matter the color of your skin. Right now you either positive or you negative. I got friends in high places, multiple races, and coaches on my side. All you got is paper. Illuminati want my mind, soul, and my body. Secret society, trying to keep their eye on me. But I'ma stay incognito in places they can't find me. Make my moves strategically. Illuminati want my mind, soul, and my body. Secret society, trying to keep their eye on me. But I'ma stay incognito in places they can't find me. Make my moves strategically.
Stay with us, you're gonna be alright. Look at me. Hey, hey, you're gonna be alright. Don't worry about it. Doc's gonna take care of you, alright? You're gonna be good.
If you have a golf ball size consciousness, when you read a book, you have a golf ball size understanding. And when you wake up in the morning, a golf ball size wakefulness. But if you could expand that consciousness, then you read the book, more understanding. And when you wake up, more wakefulness. It's consciousness.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take one look back and I hold my breath. I know this is the time when it really doesn't matter. No more pain, no more struggle as I climb Jacob's ladder. Will the universe greet me, or will I be forgot? Will my spirit live on as they let my flesh rot? I try to find a life right in the new world order, and I die front lines like a motherfucking soldier. So peace be unto me as I pray it's unto you. And I hope one day that our children stand true. Take pride in the fight for the red, white, and blue. Don't let us die in vain, revolution's overdue. We do it for the youth, they do it for the power. We fight for our republic so we'll never run and cower. As long as we're united, we're never overpowered. All that really matters, how we live our final hour. But I have to
to look back. A single tear in my eye for the imminent attack. Shocking off propaganda. Act but don't react. The clouds wrap around me, drop me in pitch black. And I'm really at the point where nothing really matters. Suddenly I find myself in a field of white matter. With the sun shining bright, I'm greeted by the light. I lay my arms down, not a single need to fight. I'm still a bit confused, why can't I let it go? I did my time like a man till the end of the show. I can't keep control, my desire to know. The things I left behind and the stories untold. I try to forget, but it's burning my soul. I feel the sunlight fading and it's cold as snow. Am I in heaven or hell? Only God really knows. The only thing that matters, what you reap is what you sow. How can I rest in peace? I'm a soldier of freedom, death isn't release. Body shredded to pieces and my eyes can't see. Burning white fire, but my heart still beats. I was given a choice, take a step to the light, or take a big step back and continue the fight. Now my vision's coming back and I can hear the warfare. The sound of battle cries, the smell of death in the air. I hope to see a time when it really doesn't matter. When victory is mine, I can climb Jacob's ladder. Ignorance is bliss, but lies are really sadder. A million tons of truth, my bones will never shatter. All that really matters is to fight another day. I've seen the gates of heaven, but I had to turn away. My mind elevated, I finally understand. It wasn't by my will, it was all God's plan.
Shows with this. Life's like a ride in an amusement park. And when you go on it, you think it's real,
because that's how powerful our minds are. And the ride goes up and down and round and round. It has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored.
And it's very loud, and it's fun for a while. Some have been on the ride for a long time, and they begin to question, is this real,
or is this just a ride? And other people have remembered, and they come back to us, and they say, hey, don't worry.
Don't be afraid ever, because this is just a ride. And we kill those people.
Shut him up. I've got a lot invested in this ride. Shut him up.
Look at my furrows of worry. Look at my big bank account,
my family. This has to be real. It's just a ride.
But we'll kill those good guys and try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok?
But it doesn't matter, because it's just a ride, and we can change it anytime we want.
It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no
savings of money. Just a choice right now between fear and love.